T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The computers show that these radio waves are coming from Uranus.
Yes, that is part of the show today. Uranus. Science. We have a couple science stories today.
Science.
Tim will be uncomfortable the whole time because he doesn't like talking about bodily functions.
Nope. Don't care for them.
Well, you have them.
I know, Courtney. I know.
I'd like to delve into this when we get to know each other a little better.
Maybe.
Interesting. Maybe just not now, but maybe later.
Maybe that doesn't happen, yeah.
Well, I don't know if there'll be a time. I am a little disappointed with the news that the new royal baby's name is not Randy. Mm. I was really rooting for... I had Randy in the pool.
I had Lonnie.
I had Frank. What is it again?
Well, they wouldn't know. We don't know yet.
Oh, what did they have in the school?
Well, Arthur is what I've heard it's going to be.
Really? Huh. I've heard Henry.
I've only seen Arthur. Henry, Randy. It's very similar. Let's make a switch, royal family.
You've seen Henry? Is that what you're saying?
We talked about it last night, my wife and I. We thought that'd be a good choice. Henry.
Oh, you didn't see it.
No,
you just talked about it.
Yeah.
I thought you were rooting for Anfernee.
Anfernee the first.
All right, so on the show today, it's Tuesday, but we do have that cool giveaway that we're doing. It's a national contest. It's for SPF 2018 in Vegas. Sun, pool, fun. We are giving away trips for you to go to the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas and listen to Backstreet Boys, Bebe Rexha, Dua Lipa, and Echo Smith. We'll give you a code word, and then all you have to do is enter it at Y98.com. That'll come at 7, 11, 2, and 5. So at 7 a.m., you will hear that code word this morning. Also on the show today, Lance and your Craigslist missed connections.
Hello.
We always enjoy that. That's around 7:25. We have some food stories. We're going to talk a little sports. An old blue cussed at another old blue that's still in the playoffs. We'll tell you about
so
it.
So funny.
Did you watch the video?
No, not yet.
It's very, very good.
You told me, though.
Also today, let's see, coworker revenge. We'll talk about that, see if you've ever gotten revenge on coworkers. Tim had an incident today. Somebody two steps in front of him did not hold the door open for him.
Oh.
Clearly saw me.
Was it me?
And then heard me. No, it wasn't you.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But like, didn't I, as if I wasn't even there. And that's a terrible way to start your day because it's your first human interaction. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You wake up, you get in the car, you don't see anybody. And then the first person you see, if you at least get a, hey, how's it going? Or, you know, they're very tired, but they make an effort, or they hold the door for you. It can set the course of your day.
Right.
This person instead, ruined mine already.
I don't like to hear that. Even after your relaxing day, we'll discuss that too.
I know.
You and Jen hung out yesterday.
We did, yeah. We had a good time. I'm excited to talk about that. But I'm also going to try to exact revenge on this guy who ruined my day.
Oh, okay. So I can help you with
come
that,
up with
I
something.
Think.
We
good. Know it's a dude.
Yes.
Do we have any other clues?
It's not a person I was familiar with.
I had to go look at the person and tell him.
Did they wear glasses?
Yes.
Do you know
really?
Who it is?
I have a very good suspicion who it is.
Well...
It rhymes with, and I'm just kidding.
<Go ahead.
laughs> No, we won't do that to you, Tim.
But if you got the inside track on, you know, things he's into or not into, so I can get revenge, you let me know, Lance.
If it's the person I'm thinking of, he never says anything to me.
Oh, he just recently started talking to me when my name got on the show. I am not kidding. I am not kidding.
What does that tell you? What do they say about the true measure of a person is how they behave around people who can't do anything for them?
Yep.
But now you're a star. So
I still can't do anything for him. I can't do anything for me.
But the thing is, perception, he thinks
I know. Yeah. And I noticed it. It was very noticeable. It was a complete switch, which is ridiculous. I feel like that when people are not nice to me, then find out what I do, and then all of a sudden are nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope, we'll never be friends.
It was so obvious with this guy. It was like, do I look like I'm going to rob this place? And today, yeah, maybe I kind of do.
Just a tad Robbie.
But it was just so incredibly intentional.
All right, weather-wise.
Also, give me all your money.
I think that we are, I think all the bad is behind us.
You think we're finally in spring?
I really do. There's something about the air outside today. I'm coatless. Toes are showing. I'm feeling it.
Whoa. I also saw a picture on Twitter of a guy mowing his lawn when it was all snow, so that's another sign of spring.
Man.
Well, I'm not that person. I don't even mow my lawn. But today, it looks like cloudy, breezy. There is a chance for showers, but we're going to be into the 70s, at least 70. And then tomorrow, 60s. Thursday, 60s. Friday, 60s. But then, bring on the 70s,
yeah!
St. Louis. Right now, it is 55. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
Much better start to things this morning versus 24 hours ago. Now, that being said,
Y98, Courtney and company at 559. A long stretch of gorgeous weather. I think we're officially done with all this nastiness, at least for like 10 days or so. But I can't remember a stretch where we've had 60s and 70s.
Nope.
For this long.
Right. October.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was like, did we have some back in like February or March? And it was just washed out of my memory from all the rain. But it's going to be great. Today, we were hoping for the low 60s. We're actually going to get 70. Slight chance for showers. That's fine. Throw them in. It's okay. We're cool. 55 now downtown.
I was going to do something else, but I just remembered I was bothered by something I saw that you posted yesterday. Kevin does a great job.
Oh, thank you.
And now I'm going to criticize
it. That's okay. I'm taking on.
Does a great job in the morning. He gets here very early and posts a million things. And then at the end of it all, he's like, what's it for? There's like this weird posting guilt that he gets after he posts a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like a competition. You almost want to get everything up and feel like, you know what? I don't want somebody else to have it. I want to be the one to post it. And who cares?
Yeah, he's really bothered by online stuff.
You're only competing with yourself.
I know.
Today I gave him, and then I come in and I have more things that he has not seen.
But yours are always awesome stuff.
They are.
They really are. Because there are things like, oh man, that's great. I wish I would have seen that. I wish I'd known that. Like this morning, it's the UCLA gymnast from Sunday and an amazing routine to Michael Jackson. You got to see it. It's incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah. Courtney texted me about it yesterday afternoon.
You are going to love it. I already showed it to the boys, which aren't my audience for this normally.
I loved it though.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Caitlin Ohashi is her name.
Yeah, and it won UCLA the national championship.
Well, there were also two perfect tens by Peng Peng Li, which also helped.
I love these names.
Having a very strong year, Peng Peng Li.
But I know that she really is, and she was redshirted. And I noticed that yesterday for the Courtney's Canine clip, I try to avoid these kind of posts.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, there was a
Courtney's Canine clips. It's fun, and it's cute, and look at the...
Is this another, oh dear!
It's the most depressing thing ever.
Yeah, and it was actually from several days ago. That's how much stuff I post! And it showed up in Facebook. It was about... you're talking about the people who abandon the dogs getting called out.
Yeah, they got caught on video, but they're leaving their dogs behind. Yeah.
They just like dropped them off on the side of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, there is a happy ending. They did corral the dogs and they did put them in a shelter. So it's not
not. They're in a shelter now. Yeah. Well, terrible people. It's just Courts, Canine Clips, abandoning dogs.
Abandoning dogs at the shelter, right?
No, didn't they abandon?
In the street, like on an abandoned roadway type area. Yeah.
Let's make it more happy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I was down all day.
Brought to you by Courtney.
Right?
Yeah, you can post that story once there's an update, like they've found a happy home. Look at this picture with their new family.
Okay.
All right.
We
good. I love you.
No.
And in the 7 o'clock hour, Kev, we have an announcement. There are some new additions coming to your home.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, they went missing.
Just know if you post something like that again, you buy it.
Yeah.
You post it. You own it.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring
to make
some,
it right.
I'm gonna bring some cats to your house.
Oh, great. Kids will be happy.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
And it's sponsored by Walgreens, northbound on
Y98, we have a lot of news to cover coming up in just a few minutes, including the latest from an attack in Toronto. The Waffle House suspect has been arrested, and the U.S. Supreme Court dealing with a St. Louis case. I'll tell you what happened with that in just a few minutes.
Science.
All right, so the content of this is going to make you giggle when I first say it, but don't, because I'm saving you embarrassment, because the story is a sad one.
Okay.
Doctors at Johns Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. Not John Hopkins.
No. And I think for years I probably thought it was John Hopkins.
Yeah.
Just successfully completed the world's first total replacement.
Down there.
On a guy. That. Both of them. Do you know which two things?
PB, peanut butter.
And they both work.
Wow. So what happened?
He was the patient, a veteran from Afghanistan. He was injured.
Oh, wow.
The organs came from a donor who passed away 14 hours to perform the transplant. And according to the head surgeon, they believe the transplant will help restore near normal everything.
You're thinking about the family of the donor meeting, like, is that what you're thinking about?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to know what you're thinking
Kevin
about.
Knows.
I know.
What?
We'll tell you off the air.
Okay. But anyway, that's amazing. That's science for you.
Science.
Now this one, another, this is important science information, but scientists have confirmed that Uranus smells like farts.
You're welcome. The planet for real?
Yes. They've always wondered what the atmosphere around Uranus is made of. Yeah. Well, they had some researchers figure out that it contains hydrogen sulfide, the same thing that gives rotten eggs that gassy smell.
Oh. What are the odds?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
What are
or
the
odds?
Or do
they all smell like that? You know what I mean? It just happens that...
This meanwhile, Uranus, Missouri smells like fudge. You've seen those billboards.
Yes.
Last time we went to Springfield, we almost stopped at the Uranus Fudge Factory. I'm so tempted.
I don't think it's called Uranus, Missouri. I think it's just the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Oh, well, I think they should open up a whole town.
But there is a Cooter, Missouri, in case you're interested. Am I wrong, Lance?
Yeah, I think
it's maybe just the Fudge Factory.
I think it might be.
I know there's Knob Noster. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think you might be right, though. Is it down toward Arkansas?
Yeah, yes. I always see it on the way to...
It's along 44.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think you're right. There might be a Cooter, Missouri.
There is a Cooter. I've seen it. I went by it on my way to Ole Miss. Go ahead, Jen.
Sorry. This is a segment called Things We Sort of Know.
Well, I know about Cooter.
That's gonna come back to
me. I know it is. I said it clearly, so it would.
The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing you better. Here's Lance with traffic.
Yep, Cooter is on down to the south along 55 south of Hayti and not too far from Braggadocio. Seriously. It's a real town. Oh, things you didn't know.
Shawn Mendes on Y98, who is opening up about his battle with anxiety to hopefully help other people. He said that therapy has been extremely helpful for him, but therapy can be different things for different people. It could be talking to a doctor, but it could also be listening to music, going to dinner with friends, running on the treadmill, or climbing a mountain. Let's stick with dinner and music. That sounds really good. It's 6:28 now with Courtney and Company.
What's the coolest job you ever had? I think this was like, I thought this was the coolest job until then it was really a job. But when I first got into it, it was when you're younger and concerts and fun.
And the people you get to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People you get to see every single day.
That part I didn't love as much. Who's the first famous person you met in radio?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. That's a good,
really
one.
Good one.
Wow. So much better than mine.
Yeah. He was coming to the station with his band Dogstar.
Sure, Dogstar, yeah.
By the way, did not use deodorant that day.
Or any day, probably.
Yeah. No.
All right, Kevin, first, you remember it, don't you? I mean, I think it's a very...
Mm-hmm. That's weird, because there's so many that I remember meeting. I also remember talking.
You don't remember the first one, though?
The first one meeting? No, I don't, unfortunately. No, I do remember the first solo interview you guys let me do, Deborah Norville.
Why? Right? We didn't want to.
I don't know why, but yeah, I remember right. that.
Lance?
I think the first was Steve Perry.
Sweet.
Wow.
I met him right in the beginning of my career. Tim, you haven't been in radio that long, and you have such a famous past that this might be hard for you to answer, but I'm talking radio.
In radio? Ah.
Okay. Well, then, first famous person you met when your band was touring.
Well, before, I was really lucky, because before that, I worked at MTV for a few summers as a PA.
There you go. Yeah. That's
so
it, then.
That stuff was crazy. So, like, Puff Daddy and U2, and I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I passed him in the hallway.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
And you were there when Mariah Carey had her crazy TRL day?
I was in the building. Yeah, I didn't meet her or anything, but I was, I was a couple floors above her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had...
Yeah, he wins this.
You win this. I don't know. Mine was Wilson Phillips.
Ooh. That's not shabby.
It's not terrible.
Hold on to that, man.
I know. I am. Thank you.
It got way cooler when Bridesmaids came out.
Yes. Totally.
Like, oh, good. They're on top again.
But this is a really cool job. And I think you're going to see more and more of these kinds of cool jobs for people getting, that are like maybe want to get into marketing, but they're very good at the social media platform. Harley Davidson is looking for paid interns to ride around on motorcycles this summer, post about it on social media. And at the end of the internship, you get to keep your motorcycle.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a bunch of, like, retired 70-year-old men applying for this job. No?
I think they're looking for...
there's an age restriction? Are you allowed to do that?
There's not a restriction.
Okay.
But they're looking for 18 years or older. So I think they're looking for people that are in... Like, have a couple followers, not Jed that just
wants a new Harley.
Has one follower. And I think that they're looking for, like, 11 people. So they'll be in different regions.
Wow.
Kind of like the Wienermobile job, which is another cool job for students and college grads.
Yeah, you get to see the whole country.
Mm-hmm. You can go to Harley Davidson's website to find all the information. I'm thinking it's harleydavidson.com, but I can't be sure.
Speaking of jobs, Melissa McCarthy talking about how she was desperate back in the day and it was okay to take a job just for the money. We'll hear from her and where she popped up, an unlikely spot where she popped up last night. That's coming up in Entertainment Schmig in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Damon Schmig.
Melissa McCarthy. We love everything she does.
Everything.
We love every interview she gives. And in the latest Glamour magazine, she says she's been lucky that in the last decade, she's only taken things she had the highest hopes for.
Tammy?
In terms of jobs.
The one misstep, Melissa.
Not good.
Oh.
But she said the time will come when she'll say, does anyone need me to sell cheese slices? Because she'll do it. Just give her a paycheck and she will work really hard to sell those cheese slices. She said it's okay to take a job just for the money.
I like that she's honest. Like, you know, some people when they're at the top of their career can't see that far in the future.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I would never do anything to lessen my acting abilities. But she's like, hey, if I got to sell the craft singles, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there might come a time where I'm not on top anymore.
Look at Megan Mullally. Singing about
butter.
Yes.
Gotta do what you gotta
do. She might have wanted to rethink that.
Yeah, I know. Some celebrities, though, that are still on top of their game, even though they've been around forever. It's the list of America's favorite actors. I bet you can guess.
Morgan Freeman.
Number one.
Tom Hanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Number three.
Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, actor. Sorry. She's not an actor.
Denzel.
Denzel's number two. Yeah. You got the top three.
Chris Pratt.
He's not in the top ten.
Robert Downey.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Are they older?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, just hit us.
Betty White. No. No. Betty White's number four. Sandra Bullock's number five.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't thinking
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts is not in the top 10.
She's America's sweetheart. Something must be.
Oh, sorry. Jackie Chan comes in at number 10, and there are six actors tied with him. Samuel L. Jackson, Julia Roberts, Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy, Sean Connery. And wow. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow.
Who, by the way, just had a baby girl named Tiana Gia. It's his third child. Third, all girls. You can see.
Really?
Yep. Picture online at Y98.com. Speaking of The Rock, Part 9 of the Fast and Furious movies comes out in 2020. Part 10, 2021.
Really? They're doing all that still?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, man, it's a massive moneymaker.
It is.
I've never seen a single one.
Me either.
I've seen the first one, I think.
Me either. But that's not it. An animated series is coming to Netflix.
Huh.
Really? Do we need
really?
This? Apparently we do.
Why not try it?
Yeah.
If the movies make that much.
Yeah. And today, coming to Netflix, Kevin James stand-up special. Mm. Never Don't Give Up.
He was a great guy when he came in studio.
He was. So nice. He was promoting the zoo.
Yes.
The zookeeper.
Mm. That one, too. And they did a screening at the St. Louis Zoo. Mm-hmm. Could not have been a nicer guy. And a lot skinnier in person.
He had just lost a bunch of weight, I think, for... maybe that wrestling movie he did. You know what I'm talking about.
What's it called?
Bring the Thunder?
I'm making stuff up.
I like that, though.
But I still think
Here Comes the Boom?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Also on TV tonight, Elimination Night on The Voice. Oh, I forgot to mention when I was talking about Melissa McCarthy. Christina Aguilera was on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden, and Melissa popped up. I love that she knows the rap to Dirty.
She loves the rap.
Who does the rap on Dirty originally? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Uh-huh.
God, love her. Quentin Tarantino, talking about his new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, he said it's the closest thing he's done to Pulp Fiction.
Hmm.
I'm sure that... Are you just saying that so we're curious? Really want to see it?
I like all of his movies. I even like that really long one, The Hateful Eight.
I still haven't seen that one.
His dialogue in his movies, it's always so good and interesting and on the edge of your seat. I think his movies are very well done.
True Romance, which he wrote, he didn't direct, but one of my favorites of all time.
Huh.
You know that one?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
He wrote it, I guess he was in film school or something, sold that script, and then he used that money to make Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Little.
And Brad Pitt shows up in that for about 4 minutes.
You should have saved that for things you didn't know tomorrow.
Wow.
And something you don't really want to know, and I didn't bring it up yesterday because it was a lot to get into, but have you heard about this Smallville actress, Allison Mack, who allegedly took part in this sex cult?
It's a lot.
Bizarre.
She was like second in command trying to recruit people into this cult. Now there are allegations that she may have tried to recruit Emma Watson and Kelly Clarkson.
There are so many layers of odd to the story that it's hard for me even to wrap my brain around. I saw something about they went to Richard Branson's island.
I didn't even get into it yesterday, but this really grabbed my attention. And I'm sure if you want to dive down that rabbit hole today at work and you don't plan on getting anything accomplished, you can read up about that.
I tried last night. I read a little bit and I still don't understand. Like, I read four articles on it and I still am like, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's Entertainment Schmig. You can find a ton more online at Y98.com, including Melissa and Christina. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Indeed, eastbound 44 is...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Your code word for the SPF contest is coming up. A chance for you to fly to Vegas and see Backstreet Boys, BB Rexha, Dua Lipa, all in Vegas at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. We'll give you the code word, and then you just take that code word and enter at Y98.com.
Food stuffs!
Time for food stuffs. First of all, new products I got to tell you about. We talked the other day. Obviously, boxed wine has been a thing forever. And then they put out boxed beer not too long ago. Well, now boxed liquor is a thing. A company called Black Box Wines. They've expanded. And now you can get liquor. So vodka, tequila, whiskey. And unlike boxed wines, which are pretty much like low-end, these are more like medium-end.
What does that mean?
Like, usually boxed wines, you're like, eh.
It's the cheap stuff.
But this is not, they're saying these aren't terrible.
Are there name brands that are getting into the boxed liquor?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, because I think all the whiskeys and stuff have such cool packaging. I don't think.
Don't ever get Popov. What is that? Popov?
Popov vodka?
Oh.
Popov, yeah.
Well, it's not good.
Not good.
No.
Not good at all.
Stick with the Tito's.
Only available in 6 states right now, and Missouri is one of them. So knock yourselves out.
I have so many bottles of, like, booze on my counter that are never drank.
Yeah, because people give it to you, and you're like, oh, thanks.
And
I don't.
And it just collects dust.
People, those are bad friends who don't know that you stay away from hard liquor.
Yeah, right. It doesn't take much for her to actually drink it, so you really screwed up if it's just sitting on her counter.
Food stuffs!
How about this? Sugarfina, are you familiar with them? They make like high-end sweets.
Mm-mm.
They
no.
just teamed up with Corona, as in the beer, and gummies. Beer-flavored gummy candies.
No.
With their own lime-flavored accompaniment. So two different flavors. One is called the But First. It's refreshing, crisp, and like sunshine in a bottle.
Ooh, sunshine in a bottle.
That's
I'm in.
That's right. And then the other one is called Here for a Good Lime. It's tart, zesty, and it's the perfect partner in lime. Get it? Partner in lime to the Corona Light flavored beer bottle gummies.
But they're non-alcoholic.
Correct. No alcohol.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
yeah. Who's like loves the taste of a Corona? It seems weird.
In gummy form. Why don't you just drink a Corona?
Right.
One third of people who exercise just so that they can eat junk food, so that they can overdose, just to cancel things out.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's maybe, I'm surprised it's so low.
I am too.
And then they talk to people about the specific foods that they work out for. What do you guys think's on here?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Nachos.
Mm, yeah, like cookies, chocolate.
Cheeseburger.
Number one is chocolate, followed by cake and pizza. French fries, cookies. And booze.
Yeah, and booze.
Yeah. Michelob Ultra, it's your workout beer.
And finally, okay, so there's this guy. He works at a juvenile detention center in Texas, right? And he just got sentenced, but this happened a while ago. Here's the deal. He was in charge of all the food deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
And he started this scam where he was ordering more stuff than he needed and products that he didn't need. And then he would just sell them himself.
Oh.
And he got busted. This guy's name was Gilberto Escamilla.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And it worked for a long time, but here's what happened. He took a day off, and an 800-pound fajita delivery showed up. And the people at the detention center were confused because they didn't serve fajitas.
Oh, my gosh, they didn't serve fajitas
Gotta
at
stick
all?
To the menu,
yeah, right.
Gilberto.
Yeah, because he usually just gets it himself, and he's like, yeah, put the fajitas in my car.
Oh, no.
Which is crazy. So he was doing this forever. Total theft of $1.2 million in fajitas. That was his game.
Man, you got to get like extra whole shebang chips or something.
That is bad street cred in prison, too.
I know.
What are you in here for?
Like, man, we could have been eating fajitas and you were selling them on the side.
Yeah, they're going to get him.
So he admitted it. He was stealing them and then reselling the marinated meat. You know, to
like
friends, neighbors, stuff like this. And this is the quote from him. It was selfish. It started small and got bigger and out of control. It was selfish.
How much time?
Ready for this? 50 years.
Oh,
whoa!
No!
The assistant district attorney asked for a 50-year sentencing to, quote, send a strong message. And
no.
the judge agreed. 50 years this guy's going away
That's wrong.
1.2 million. He was doing this for years.
Yeah. I just hope wherever he goes that they serve fajitas, because obviously he's gotten kind of accustomed to that.
QIKIFM and HD1 St. Louis.
198 with Bruno Mars on the Courtney and Company show. There's a really cool story that just went viral, and it reminded me of a similar incident when I flew with my kids, and it was the worst flight ever. It was such a total nightmare. This mom actually flew from Kansas City to Charlotte earlier this month, and as soon as she got on the plane, her daughter had a meltdown. We've all been there. And well, I was never that way with my first child. I just thought that I was such a great parent that my child knew how to fly. And then Nora came along. She does not like a plane.
How many kids?
She has a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old son.
So the 3-year-old started.
The 3-year-old lost her mind. And you feel terrible. Like when a kid decides to have a meltdown, there's nothing you can do on the plane. And everyone around you is annoyed. You're stressed. And then I think the kids sense your anxiety. You're stressed out because you know everyone is giving you the stink eye. But luckily, this woman, Jessica, sat next to a guy named Todd Walker. He's in his mid-50s, and he offered to hold her baby while Jessica dealt with Caroline. And then when she needed to feed the baby, he said, he started talking to Caroline, kept her distracted. For the whole entire flight, he watched a movie with Caroline. He colored with her.
Wow.
He let her lean over him while he showed her stuff out the window. By the end of the flight, they were best friends.
That's the cutest thing. Mm-hmm.
And then they realized when they got off the plane, they had the same connecting flight. They were both going to Charlotte.
He's so like, God, I thought I lost him.
Yeah. It's like, I'll wait for the next one.
It gets better. He walked to the next gate with them and then went up to the front desk and said, can you change my seat so I can sit next to these people?
Aww. Wow, he's a real...
And took care of Caroline again.
That wasn't a lie.
No. He's a really great guy.
And they landed. He's like, so where are you going?
He said that the same thing happened with his wife years ago when she flew by herself, and he wanted to like pay it forward since someone took care of his wife and their kids. It reminds me of when I was flying with my kids by myself. I was like, how hard can it be? And it was terrible. Nora climbed on me like a jungle gym the whole entire time, and the guy next to me was annoyed. And then Finn slept until the last 15 minutes of the flight, when he woke up and projectile vomited all over himself. All over himself. I mean, everything. And Nora was a baby, and Finn was like 4. I had stopped bringing an extra change of clothes for him because he didn't have
accidents
or any need for an extra. So I had no clothes for this kid, and he's covered. I mean, he's just covered and screaming. And luckily, the woman in front of me had a son who is maybe like a year younger, and she had an extra set of clothes. And she gave them to me.
Wow.
And I said, can I have your name and your address so I can mail these back to you or like send you a card? She's like, nope, you just keep them. It's winter's over. I was going to, you know, donate the clothes anyway. I don't need them. I don't want you to have my information.
Forget this ever happened.
But I mean,
but you remember somebody being kind to you.
Yes.
Yeah. She was my good Samaritan I always think of.
I would love to help, but I am like that toddler that's throwing a fit on a plane. So don't expect me to be much help if you sit your kids next to me.
You could be the jungle gym. They can just climb all over you while you're passed out.
I've told you several times I would like to work a flight so I'm distracted. I want to hand out drinks.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me.
You go to the flight attendant, you're like, hey, do you need help with anything?
Right.
That's great.
Lance Hildebrand just ahead of the news with another look at the roads.
Sponsored by Frontline Plus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.